it seems that you have an ad that is running on YouTube. Talk about, you know, your experiences, you know, as a physician, some of the work you've done. And in that ad is a picture of mother of you and Mother Teresa. And it was an ad that somebody, it was a camera, was your picture somebody took of you and Mother Teresa. But apparently, the missionaries of charity, it is an organization, I guess, created by Mother Teresa of Calcutta when she was alive, has said, hey, stop using her picture, cease and desist. What the, my friend, what the heck is going on?
I don't know for a fact. I haven't heard from the missionaries of charity themselves, but we did hear from an attorney who said that he represents them. And so I'm leaving that up to the attorneys. I just was trying to impress upon people what has impacted me and my decision to try to make the world a better place.
So how exactly did you get to know and meet Mother Teresa?
Well, I worked with a great doctor here in the Indianapolis area named Dr. Joe Bergeron, who was a resident with me at the time. I had been doing global health throughout my career, helping out in Russia and Estonia, the former Soviet Union, as well as in Haiti. But Dr. Bergeron one day asked me while he was rotating with me, doing pediatric rehab, he asked if I knew anyone would help him set up a program in India. And I said, of course, I would. So in 1997, January of 1997, we made our first trip over there. And I returned in March of 97 and August of 97 and again in February of 98 to help with the outreach for missionaries of charity and an outreach at the Madre Pakam Christian Hospital outside of Madras, India.
So I know. So when you were there, what kind of work did you do specifically?
My first trip went around and visited with different groups, different villages to see what the need was. I also evaluated 150 children one day to determine who we could do surgeries on so that we can make a significant impact in some lives of the children. I then returned with some orthopedic surgeons, and we did surgeries for children who had been crawling around in the villages and crawling around in the tissue bhavans, you know, which would be the homes of the little ones, the orphanages that the missionaries of charity run. And these children typically had polio and cerebral palsy, and by doing these surgeries on their legs, they were able to walk.
We are taking a moment today to talk to Dr. Chuck Dietzen. Chuck is a candidate for Congress in the 5th Congressional District. In the middle of a little bit of a semi-tiff, for lack of a word, lack of a better word, with the Missionaries of Charity. Who are they? Well, they were a group actually founded by Mother Teresa. Chuck did some work with Mother Teresa in India and Calcutta a few years ago, and her picture is featured in one of his ads on YouTube. And so he got a letter from the lawyer saying, hey, you can't use her image, but the lawyer saying, hey, this was his picture, not a commercial image. So we're kind of in the middle of an interesting twist and turn in this campaign. Chuck, let me ask you this. Did you actually get to, I saw the photograph with you and Mother Teresa. Did you ever get a chance to interact with her personally? You know, what did she think? What were her thoughts, opinions of you? Do you think she'd have a problem with you using your picture?
Well, that there is the crux, isn't it? I, you know, again, this came from an attorney, and according to this, there's no letterhead or anything, and no evidence that he does represent them now, which was what Jim Bopp is my attorney for, who is on my team, my campaign team. So he's reached out to him to make sure that, in fact, this is an issue with the Missionaries of Charity, because, again, I said I would never, ever want to do anything to go against the wishes of Mother. That was the greatest blessing in my life. Mother was very sick during that last year of 97. She passed September 5th of 1997. But she was very kind to me and the other doctors who traveled with me. We met with her in March of 1997, and that's when she made the comments to us about hope, always being available to give our patients hope. And, of course, being a pediatric rehab doctor, most of what we do, we're not going to cure the disability or the illness, but we can certainly heal the individual by being there and giving them hope and overcoming disability and disease. So it was a very powerful testament to me. She then wrote me a letter that I received in April of 1997. And in fact, I just sent that to the Indianapolis Star because mother wasn't one to be concerned about politics. I can tell you that. She was busy getting her work done. And that's what I've often said is most people who get concerned about political correctness probably aren't out in the field doing the work.
Chuck Dietzen with us for a few more minutes on the program today, talking about a situation. You got a letter from the Missionaries of Calcutta, or an attorney purporting to represent the Missionaries of Calcutta, saying that an ad on YouTube that Chuck has with an image of Mother Teresa in it violate her wishes, and you know, sort of sent a cease and desist letter. So like, huh, what the heck is kind of going on here? Chuck, let me ask you, have you heard... How's the ad been received? Like I said, I know it's been on YouTube for a while. Then you guys took it down, then put it back up again, or we're going to put it back up. Have you got any grief or flack from anybody in the 5th District saying, hey, there's Chuck with Mother Teresa. She would have hated politics. Here's just a politician trying to capitalize on a saint.
Absolutely not. The feedback has been very positive. I think people would like to see a little more civility and less polarity in Washington. Incidentally, my faith has everything to do with my work. Growing up in the family I did, and I've also mentioned St. Francis, Jesus, and God in my campaign, and I haven't heard from any of their attorneys.
Well, I always say God doesn't need a lawyer, so there you go. Plus, if he needed one, he couldn't find one anyway, which is a... Old classic jokes never go out of style.